Hello Jets fans, it's Dr. Emma here. I'm joined by Luke, and we are going to preview round 11 coming up this weekend at McDonald Jones Stadium. We're playing at 5:35 against Adelaide United. It's a very condensed panel tonight. Can't really even call it a panel. It's just Luke and myself due to Christmas holiday inability. So it's going to be a nice quick one, and hopefully it's not weird and it doesn't just feel like listening in on Luke and I having a chat. I do also want to declare before we start, this is my first time ever running the recording, so if there's lots of scratching in the background or other nonsense, sorry, but I don't have the profesh setup that Ferns and Dave have. So a scratchy, low sound quality Emma and Luke only pod is better than no pod, I hope.
That's what I like to hear.
We'll see how it goes. So, opening question then, Luke, since we've got you. I know you went to see the new Star Wars film at the midnight screening last night. Yes. How was it?
It was really good. It was surprisingly, the theater was half full. My friend that I that bought the tickets for us mistakenly bought 3D instead of 2D. And, our theatre was half full. It was pretty cool. Go and see it.
That might be because 3D is nonsense.
Yes, I agree. I struggled to get used to it the entire movie.
The opening question, everyone, sorry.
No.
The opening question, however, is Star Wars related. Who's your favourite Star Wars character, or if you were a Star Wars character, which one would you be?
I have always had a real big thing for Luke Skywalker because as a kid, having a character in a big movie like Star Wars with the same name as you is really exciting. And yeah, so for me, absolutely Luke Skywalker.
Luke is a superhero. That's important when you're a kid.
Yes.
You can't
yes.
be what you can't see.
Look, when you're a kid, things are really different. If you have the same name as someone, chances are you're going to be best friends. If you like the same flavor Fanta as someone, chances are you're going to be best friends. That's just how kids work.
My best friend in real life as a grown-up does have the same name as me, so I guess I never grew up.
Still a child at heart. That's the way to go.
So my answer would be, I'm going to go 50-50. I cannot quite decide between the feminist in me wants to pick Princess Leia for obvious reasons, because she's the most kick-ass princess who ever existed. Not a very princessy princess, but also because I'm like a total nerd and totally awkward and not very good at social things. I identify a lot with C-3PO.
Okay, so I was in Japan last year and we went to Disneyland in Tokyo. And they had just opened up the new Star Wars exhibit after The Force Awakens came out. And there was a simulator ride where you got in, like, the Millennium Falcon. And you had C-3PO and R2-D2 and BB-8 in there. And C-3PO, if you thought he was awkward and nervous in English, him in Japanese is so crazy. He is about to have a heart attack anytime he speaks.
C-3PO in Japanese might be my spirit animal.
It was incredible. I loved it so much.
Well, that's opening question out of the way. Now just the two of us need to preview these matches we've got coming up this weekend. Dave's not here, so I'll just run through the stats real quick, which I'm trying to do without letting you all hear the clicking on my keyboard. So we've got a pretty even history against Adelaide United. In the 38 matches we've played together, we've had 12 wins to the Jets, 15 to Adelaide, and 11 draws. So on balance, I think that's pretty even. In Newey, however, we are more likely to win with 8 wins to us, 5 to Adelaide, and 4 draws. Both teams, Adelaide and Newey, are coming off very similar last 5 rounds. Both with 3 wins and 2 losses each, so 9 points from the last available 15. We definitely win the card count between the Jets and United. Cards in fixture, we're at 100 for the Jets and 60 for United, which I think is interesting.
That's a fair gap.
And our leading goal scorers for both teams are Roy O'Donovan for the Jets and Ryan Kitto for United, which I also think is interesting. The other interesting fact is last time we played them, earlier this season, we did win with both Kantorowski and Andy Naboot scoring for us and Maluzinic scoring for Adelaide. So based on those stats, Luke, how optimistic are you feeling?
I think from Monday night when we did the review pod, I don't know, I'm feeling a bit less confident because, as I'm sure everyone knows, Roy is out for 3 months. He picked up another groin injury against Perth. He went in for a ball and collided with Liam Reddy. Unfortunately, he's half an hour or so. Is the only thing we'll see of him for the rest of the year and into next year as well. So what we spoke about that night about let's not getting more injuries to our strikers or defenders, that lasted a whole day. So I'm hoping that we are still out of the mindset like we don't need Roy, we can still score goals, we can still win games without him. But he just brings another quality, as we all saw when he came on against Perth. He just lifted the team, and just his presence on the field is just a nuisance to the other team. So, yeah, I'm less confident than I was a few days ago, but I still think we can get a win out of it.
Yep, I'm properly devastated that we're not going to see Roy again for probably the whole of the regular season. He did put on Instagram saying, I'll be back for finals. So now I guess that's another motivation to make finals. But yeah, properly devastated that he's not going to be playing. So let's talk about who is playing then. So the squad is pretty similar to last week, Roy being the only out. And we've got Costa Petratos coming in, and Mario Chabal, both promoted. And obviously there's one to be omitted from that squad. We talked a lot on the review, I'll put it bluntly, basically how Wayne Brown sucked and got in Dimmy's way a lot. So if it were me, Brown would be my consideration for either moving out of the starting lineup or switching positions. What do you think, Luke?
Well, yeah, I think based on his performance against Perth and the rest of the season, you've probably got to look at not having him starting. His form this year isn't good enough to start. We've got, for once, we've got a team full of informed players who are performing week in, week out, and he just seems to be the one who's not performing, who's constantly below average, and everyone seems to be a lot happier when he's not on the field. So I agree. I think he probably be the one who is looking to start on the bench or be omitted. I think we just need to have someone who is in decent form and not just a name.
I'm going to be outrageous. I'm going to say, how about put Hoffey up high and wide, put Katrumbas in at the right back, and then put Brown on the bench and he can come in somewhere else later, maybe in the middle later if needed, or on the wing later if needed. What do you reckon?
Well, we've had, I mean, Johnny scored from right back the other day. It was thanks to the cross from Voyica and the header from Roy. So whether that's enough for him to start, I mean, Jason's played a lot higher up the field a number of times this season while Ronnie and Roy have been out. So I guess that's an option as well. Push Hoffey up and, start Johnny in right back, or maybe Cowby or someone else in that right back area. Either have Hoffey striker or right wing and Naboot filling in that other position.
I was so confused for a second. I don't think anyone on the pod has ever called Hoffey by his first name ever before. And I was like, who is this Jason of which you speak? My main man, Hoffey. So we are still missing Duncan. Vargas, obviously, we're still missing. Roy, we mentioned. Cowburn's still out. Georgeski's still out. Both of them, just one more week. Can we last one more week without them?
I think so. We're coming off a very, very scrappy win, but it was enough to get the 3 points. And I really think Ernie, especially from his press conference after the game, that didn't feel like a win to him. It was a dreadful performance, I think. And he won't want them to come out, especially at home, and have a repeat of that again. So, yeah.
So let's move to Adelaide's squad then. Let's start with coming back in. That's a bit exciting, I think, for the Newey crowd. Taylor Regan is back in the squad this week.
Yeah, wow.
Would it be nice if we could see him get his first game back in front of the Newey fans?
It'd be good. I think the only problem for him is the form of Elsie and Ersin Gullum at the moment, because I saw a thing on Fox Sports that said that in the six games that they've played together, Adelaide have won 4 and drawn 1 out of the 6. So they seem to do a lot better when both of them are on the field. So maybe he's going to have a problem trying to push his way back into the team with the form they've been in recently. But even if he's on the bench and came on in a cameo later on, I'm sure a lot of Newey fans would be very happy to see him back on the field.
Yeah, I've still got a soft spot for Taylor Regan, and that was a pretty bad injury he got earlier in the season. He did his the big sheet ligament that attaches the two legs in your bone, two bones in your leg, which is a really, really painful, horrific injury. So I'm really pleased for him that he's going to get to play again.
Yeah, I think as well, it's probably good get him off Twitter and actually getting into the games, because he's been very vocal on Twitter while he's been out. So let's see him back in action.
He's not shy, is he? No, definitely says exactly what he's thinking. So I respect that. Okay, well, they've got some interesting outs as well. I'm pretty happy that Absolonson, as they say on Fox Sports, is out. I think he would have been a little bit of a worry to deal with, but he's out 2 more weeks. Elrich is obviously out long term. But then the two suspensions that we were gifted from Adelaide's 2 red cards last week, Garuccio and Adlong, are both missing. I got to say, I'm thrilled. I think that was the best thing that could have happened for us, Adlong to be out. I think he's a spark of a player that makes a difference in the United squad. Sad I won't see him play. Not sad that we won't have to deal with him. What do you think, Luke?
I agree. He, as we saw in the game against the Mariners earlier in the season, he can score from anywhere on the field. He pumped it from 30-something metres out, and to have that threat in midfield, that goal-scoring threat from midfield out, to have someone who's been solid, and I mean, you take one look at him, he's not the type of person you want to piss off or get on his wrong side or anything. So to have someone of his quality out from suspension, and you know, it was a pretty stupid double yellow he got on his part, so that was perfect timing for us.
And Adelaide announced, I read it today, I assume it was only announced today, that they've signed contract extensions for Ryan Kitto, Nathan Konstantopoulos, and Nikola Milejusnic. Do you think Adelaide's going to be buoyed by those extensions going into the game?
Yeah, I think they probably will. Kitto's form this year has been pretty good. He scored, well, as you said, he's their top scorer. He's got a couple of assists as well, I think, and I just think from his season last year, he probably took a bit of time to settle in his first year in Adelaide, but this year he sort of stepped up with the injury to Absolonson, and I think he's getting a contract extension will probably motivate him to go harder, unfortunately for us. But I don't know. It's great for them, but let's hope they don't get too pumped up from it.
Well, maybe they'll get cocky and we'll be able to take them. Tactics wise, I'm going to be a total cow and I'm going to ask, will we see 90 minutes of football for the first time this season?
I hope so. I hope we do. We really need to start playing for 90 minutes. We we're not going to get lucky for the rest of the season like we did against Perth. We can't keep pushing our luck that way. So the sooner we can start playing a full 90, I think the probably closest we've got against 11 on the field is probably the Wellington game. We just seemed to be all over him and didn't really give him a sniff at all. With the victory game, it was against 10 men for 60 minutes, so that was a big advantage to us. But yeah, we need to really start putting in a full 90 minutes.
Yes, we do. I'm getting very tired of the fractured football. And I think we created a lot of goodwill with the fans at the beginning of the season, with some good performances as well as some good results. And I think it would be really sad if we start seeing that go backwards because of the lackluster performances. I think points are not going to be enough if we keep having to sit through games like last week's. That said, we took away the points, so I know I shouldn't be so sad about it. So that is... the men's game will be at 5:35. We are at home and it's a double header. The double header is a bit different this week. We've got the women playing after the men, which I am thrilled about because that reduces my risk of sunburn. Before the pod, Luke and I were both sharing stories of getting sunburn at 6 o'clock at night. So I guess Luke will probably agree with me. A late night women's game is going to be exciting. It's a really exciting game this week. We've got the top of the table clash, us versus Perth. So our women are currently number two, Perth are number one. We're on the same number of points. It's just on goal difference. That's going to be a really exciting match. Luke, you looking forward to it?
Absolutely. And I think anyone who is at the men's game for the A-League, I think anyone who is there should stay around and watch the women's game because it's going to be an absolute cracker. We've got Rachel Hill, I think, I hope that's her name, from Perth, who's scored two hat-tricks, I think, this season. They've got Sam Kerr, who is honestly the best player in the world. And we get to see her in Newcastle again. Like, what more could you ask for, really?
I'm so excited about having Sam Kerr in Newey, even if she's on the other team. I think she's brilliant. She did recently win the ABC Grandstand AIS Sports Personality of the Year. So that's an all-genders competition. She beat Cahill. I want to point that out. Sam Kerr, better than Cahill. Matildas, better than Socceroos. I think it's going to be a great match. I think there's the Americans that... Perth have. They've got some very good Americans. I think one of them's a teammate of Stengel back home. Okay. So I think that'll be interesting to see them against each other. But I'm just thrilled with seeing the late night game for the girls. And I really hope, you know, there'll be an hour gap between games. I really hope people do hang around and support the women. Do you think we can go top of the table after we play Perth? Keeping in mind... we have not beaten Perth in the last five matches we've played them.
It is going to be the biggest test of the season. We're solid at the back and we're able to get Huster and Van Egmon, they're able to sort out the midfield. It's not impossible. It'll be a very tough... tough game, but you know, they're second, they're equal first on goal difference, like they're three goals or something behind Perth. Like, they're there for a reason. They're genuine contenders, sorry. There's no reason they can't win it. So I absolutely think that this is one that they can finally break the drought for.
I think either way, it's going to be very quality football, so I'm really looking forward to it. And an interesting round, this round in the W League. We've got first playing second, third playing fourth, fifth playing sixth. Melbourne Victory ruin it. They're seventh, but they've got a bye. But then we've got eighth playing ninth. I'll have to get the stats man onto it, but I can't imagine that happens very often.
No, I wouldn't think so. I know there's been times where it's been like 1v2, 3v4, but then... like 5v7 or something like that, which isn't the same. But yeah, I reckon it's pretty unique. You don't hear about that too many times. So interesting. It's a very good stat that you picked up on.
It definitely appealed to my OCD.
I think as well, sorry, just going back to the kickoff time and everything, I think this is, if you're going to go to a W League game, I think this is the one to go to, because you don't have to worry about the sun, as you said. The girls don't have to play in it. It's going to be a much better quality game than one of the early kickoffs for them before the men, where they have to deal with the sun and have multiple drink breaks per half. I think it's going to be a very high-quality game, and anyone who is going to the men's should stick around and watch it, because it's going to be fantastic.
And it means you miss the traffic on the way out. It's a nightmare getting out of that car park at the end. Why not hang around, watch another game, get out when it's quieter? I think it'll be brilliant. Come along, everyone. It'll be great. All right, well, let's do tips then for the men and the women. What's your tip? Let's start with the A-League, the guys.
I'm going to say 2-1 win again. I think we'll win 2-1. I think Naboot will probably score two. Keep his goal scoring run going. I'm hoping for 2-1 win.
You've taken my brace for Andy Naboot as your bold prediction, maybe.
Ooh, we'll see. Fingers crossed.
I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to go 2-1. I was going to go 2-all draw. Then I remembered that Adlung was out, and I'm feeling a lot more confident. I don't think we need Roy to score. We won't score as many without Roy. So, yeah, 2-1. Let's agree, since there's just the two of us. What about for the women? What's your tip there?
I think it's going to be probably 1-all, I'm going to say. I think it's going to be very tough, and I'll be happy with a point against Perth in their current form.
I'm going to agree with a draw, but in the women's, I think we will see more goals. I think both our teams, Perth and Newcastle, their strength is the attack rather than the defence. Yep. So I reckon I'm going to tip a draw, but 3 goals apiece.
Ooh.
Come along, it'll be so exciting, everyone.
If Sam Kerr scores a hat trick, I won't complain, as long as we get a point.
As long as Gilliland or Stengel gets their own hat trick to match, that'll be lovely. All right, well, let's do our tips for the rest of the round then. While we're tipping, tomorrow night, which will be tonight by the time you listen to this, Friday night, we've got Sydney FC versus Melbourne City in Sydney. What do you reckon for that, Luke?
I'm going to say a nil or draw, because Sydney haven't lost at home in over a year, and I don't want them to win, so I'm going to say draw. And I don't want City to win either, because I want us to still be second.
I'm actually going to tip against Sydney. I have no on-paper reason for doing this. Sydney are obviously achieving. Sydney have done very well in their last couple of games, particularly their last game. I just have a feeling. That's not very like me, but I'm going to tip 2-1 to City.
All right. Well, outrageous. I guess you could probably say that, like, apparently I didn't hear it, or I don't know much about it, but the whole Graham Arnold being offered the Socceroos job, I guess you could say that's possibly been a distraction to him. So,
I think maybe I'm a bit spiteful, and I just think that City are going to do better now that they don't have Cahill anymore. I think Cahill was a distraction, so...
Yeah, true.
But maybe I'm just a cow. Tweet me. Tell me what you think, everybody. So then it's us on the Saturday night, the early game, followed by the later night game on Saturday, the one that'll be on the telly, on the free-to-air. Not so exciting for the 1HD viewers, because it is the Central Coast Mariners at home hosting the Western Sydney Wanderers. Ugh, what do you want to tip for that, Luke?
I don't even want to. What a waste of time. Don't watch that. It's not going to be good. I'm going to say nil or draw, because I don't want to say Mariners win, and I just don't see Wanderers scoring.
Yep, I totally agree. I can't see either of them scoring, and I won't see either of them scoring, because no matter how much I like watching football, I don't think I'm going to put myself through that, and I'll be at our women's game.
Exactly. So why watch that one when you can stay and watch our women?
Exactly. Can you guys all tell at home, Luke and I really want you to come and support the women. It's going to be a cracker of a match. So then late at night, Perth Gloria at home again, which gives us another 10 p.m. game on Eastern Seaboard time. And it's the Distance Derby. We've got Perth Glory hosting Wellington Phoenix.
Love it. Love the Distance Derby. It's up there. It's right up there as one of the best
I
derbies.
just love saying distance derby because I know how much it pisses the purists off who don't believe it's a derby unless you're in the exact same town.
I think that almost every game in the A League is a derby because apparently that has to happen. Because you've got Melbourne Victory derbies with half the competition. So yeah, why I think this one's just as legitimate. So go the distance derby. Oh man, I don't even know how Wellington. I don't even remember how Wellington went last week. Did they draw with Brisbane? I think they drew with Brisbane.
I'm a terrible host. I can't remember. They definitely played Brisbane because I know they stayed. They didn't go back to Wellington. They
Okay.
stayed on the Gold Coast for a few days and then went straight over to Perth. Can't remember what happened. I was drinking a lot last weekend watching the
Yes.
games.
Lots of wine.
Yeah, that was the first game. But that was the
I
first game
think
of my marathon. But I can't remember what happened.
it was a nil or draw. That's probably why I don't remember it because I didn't watch it and nothing happened. There was no highlights or anything.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I think I'll go. I'm gonna go nil or draw again. Yeah, I don't know. Let's go nil or. Don't watch that one either.
Don't stay up late. Don't bother. Stay out, watch our girls party afterwards. It'll be great.
Sounds good.
And then on Sunday, the Roar are playing Victory in Brisbane.
I think Brisbane's gonna do it. I don't know. Victory aren't doing too well, and I just think that Brisbane, while they haven't been getting a lot of results that they probably would have wanted, I reckon they've still got quality. And Thomas Christensen's coming back into the squad, and he's gonna shore up the midfield a lot. So I'm gonna say Brisbane win.
Do you want to put a score on it?
2-0.
I'm going to agree with you. I think Christensen, I don't think he'll come straight back into the starting lineup, but I think just having him available will make a huge difference to Brisbane. And I mean, Victoria are in the situation where Berisha can't even score a goddamn penalty. So.
Yeah, he struggled with penalties for years. Like, I don't know. It's just he seems to score them against us, but not against other teams.
Yeah, no, Victory, I just see their hole getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm going to agree with you. Scoreline, direction and all. Look what happens when we only have two people. We're in so much of agreeance.
Yeah, it's good.
So the Youth League don't play this week. They don't play again till next week or even the week after. There's a big gap. I'm sure if we had another panelist, they might know the reason why the gap is so big. I don't know. But yeah, just the women and the men. 5:35, 8:15. It's going to be a big night of football at McDonald Jones Stadium. I'm very much looking forward to it. Anything else you want to add about what's coming up this weekend, Luke?
Hopefully we have decent weather. Like the last couple of games that I've been able to go to have been just rain and stuff, and I think to have a double header at home again finally, I reckon let's try and pack it out and hopefully the weather holds off because that's really hurt us a couple of times this season.
I'm just opening my weather app now. Oh no!
No, I don't like that.
33 and storms. That had better not happen. I will
Don't be
sit
like that.
through two games in the rain, but I will not be happy about it.
I'm just hoping it's not too windy because my seat should be okay. Unless there's wind.
Yes, well, we'll see what happens. I'll still do it. I'll still do it in the rain. I'll think about my footwear and my handbag situation a lot more carefully than our last rainy game. I did regret my I wore waterproof boots to keep the water out, but then what happened was the water ran down my leg and in. And my handbag took 2 days to dry out. So, if it rains, I will rethink those wardrobe choices. Okay, well, hopefully that covers everything. Hopefully the sound quality was not too poor and you didn't hear me scratching around on my keyboard too much. Before we go, I do need to say we are a media empire here at the Jetstream, despite the fact that we can't rustle up a full panel. we do have all the social medias going. We're on Twitter, we're on Insta, we're on Facey, and if you search at Jetstream Newey on any of those platforms, you will be able to find us. Don't know if the zine's going to be going ahead this home game, but there'll surely be something going on the website. So have a look or hassle Bodie about that. Get onto newcastlefootball.net if you want to join the forum or look at any of Dave's stats. Obviously, that's where you find the podcasts as well. Don't forget about the Championship Chronicles. Dave's worked really hard on those. They're really, really great to listen to. I'm enjoying the reminiscing. So please get on and download the Championship Chronicles. There's a clean version with no swears if you want to listen to it in front of your kids. So 5:35, Don Jones Stadium. Be there. Two games. Gonna be amazing. That's all we've got, I guess. So go the Jets.
Go the Jets.
You don't have a Simpsons quote for me, Luke? You're the best Simpsons.
Oh, man.
Biggest Simpsons fan on the pod. That's why we recruited you.
I am just happy that we got through and nothing had to get censored. So I'm surprised they let us on, but hopefully just the two of us did fine and no censors this time.
I'll stop recording before one of us accidentally swears then.